Now, the last concept of cultural adaptation and adoption is the concept that is probably one of the best ways to think about this idea of cultural change in a globalized world. It is creolization. When you first hear the word, you probably think of food. You think of New Orleans, or you might even think of people with a particular language. However, creolization is the idea that aspects of the host culture are changed along with changes to the immigrant's culture, in such a way to create something new. Creole societies conjoin two or more formerly discrete cultures into a new heterogeneous culture. Styles, structures, and contents are differentially preserved while becoming wholly constituted cultures that are new and multifaceted. In many ways, that's why New Orleans is associated with the term Creole. There is a blending of a variety of different cultures in New Orleans with the result of something new arising. You can see remnants of some of the old culture, as well as new adaptations that are totally unique, like the music, food, and language. Another example comes from Caribbean cultures. Sheepherder's songs from Spain combined with West African drumming has created Afro-Cuban music. This has evolved into the Cuban music that so many people in the United States and in the world enjoy today. Afro-Cuban music is a form of creolized music. It no longer sounds exactly like West African music, and it doesn't sound like sheepherder music either. But it's a combination of the two that creates something new and unique. Creolization is more intense than acculturation. Acculturation is adaptation, where aspects of one's original culture are retained and parts of the host culture are adapted. Creolization is about larger cultural changes beyond the immigrant family. It includes changes of the host culture as well. As this world gets smaller, you will see cultures that are already creolized. Creolization is a different way to think about culture change in the future.